we have a very enjoyable speaker this evening. But anyhow, I'm not the only one in the world that's tipsy, because our speaker that we have tonight is more than a little tipsy. I love him in spite of it. But, he's a biker all his life. You know, when I met him, he was a switchblade biker. Had a switchblade in his sock. Yes, didn't you, darling?
Yes, darling.
And I used to worry about him. But you know, he never really left us. Yes, he went out to Harmony Grove and some other places and didn't just stay with us in our little group. But he never left this thought pattern from the time he found it. And he finally did get rid of his bike because some car hit it and knocked it out to 1,001 pieces. So he did give in then and get a car to drive around in instead of his bike. But I'll tell you, this man, as I've known for, I don't know, we could figure out. How old is your son? Darned if you know, huh? So it had to be at least 30 years then that I've known him. And he's never left this thought pattern. And he's going to share some of his thoughts with us tonight. And I look forward to it. And you can call him anything you want, but his name is Felice. Felice.
Hello. As Millie said, my name's Felice, and I just got off the bike, rode a bike for 25 years, and it's a new experience driving a car, that's for sure. But all things have a shelf life, and I guess that was mine on that one there. Got very fortunate. Nothing else happened besides a few cracked ribs, the neck and the hip and the leg and the ankle. I think I even got a toe in there, too. But it's okay. The angels, they always watch over me, and they do double time with me. They always have, they always will. It's just part of my life and the way I go. Tonight, there was a couple things I was going to talk about, and then I wrote one out, and then the other one, the teachers wanted me to come in and talk about it, and it's about energies and vibrations. Oh, yeah, I also got a front tooth knocked out, so I got a flipper in there right now until I get one put in. So, about energies and vibrations, because this whole world, everything is a vibration. Everything is energy. You're made of energy. The universe is made of energy. God says, made in the image of. What is that image? It's a god, a goddess, infinite intelligence. Have you ever took the time to kind of think about that one? What is made in the image of that divine source? And that's in your very being. That's in your very essence. That's who you are. These bodies, we came down here and we chose these bodies to go through this life's journey and all that. The names were given to us by our parents. Our souls have a different name. We can't even pronounce it half the time with the wording of it. But these are just bodies we chose to come down to learn these spiritual lessons on. And you have that energy, that power within you to shift your life in a heartbeat. And it really, all it takes is a thought. Sometimes you may have to have that thought 500 times, but you can shift it with a thought. There's an old saying, watch your thoughts, watch your words, watch your actions. Because everything starts with a thought. Do you ever step in front of the mirror and ask to see that Christ light that shines within you? I know me, sometimes I get up in the morning and say, oh God, I don't want to look in there. But I invite you to ask to for yourself to see the Christ light within you. And look for that shining bright light that's within. Everyone has it. Some's buried a little deeper than others, but it's in there. Have you ever thought about the relationship that you have with the angels, with your teachers? How do you work with them? How do they come in and communicate with you? Are you open to that unconditional love? That one was a hard one for me to learn. But you ask for that unconditional love and you accept that. And the God, Goddess, Infinite Intelligence will come in and show that and give that to you. All you have to do is be open and receiving of it. It's that simple. This life and this work is not really that complicated. It's really simple. But a lot of times we get nervous because we don't trust ourselves. We get the information, like, oh God, I don't want to make another mistake. But then as you go along, you go, why didn't I listen? Because you're getting the information on what's right for you. Each one is an individual, as different as snowflakes falling, unique, a miracle. How can you be anything but a miracle? You're one of God's children. That's a miracle. And to feel that love, open yourself up to feeling that love, love of oneself. And then if that's a little difficult to do, then the love of God. And to feel that love coming in and feel the heart opening up and warming up and feel that energy coming in. I had one time way back when, knee-high to a grasshopper. It's back when I was in the program and all that. And I had a sponsor. His name was Bill Helm. And I called him up one day. I says, Bill, you got to take me to the hospital because I know there's something wrong. And I'm getting ready to die or have a heart attack or something. You got to take me to the hospital. He says, well, what's going on? So I explained to him. He says, okay, well, I'm going to meet you at this restaurant. And I'm thinking, restaurant? I got to go to the hospital. I need a restaurant. So I meet him at the restaurant. And we go walking in there, and we got a booth area. And this is part of the story, too, but he slid in right next to me. So I figured, okay, no biggie. He just wants to talk and hear what's going on. So I start explaining to him everything that's going on. And he goes, Fleach, you're just feeling yourself, love. You're feeling happy. I didn't know what that felt like. All the years being brought up the way I was and all that. But I didn't know what that was like. And I thought I was dying. But all I was doing was feeling happy. And then he pulled off another fast one. Remember that booth I said we'd sat in? He slid in right next to me. And then he's talking to me, explaining everything. I'm looking around, and here's all these men sitting with each other, kissing and all this other stuff. I'm sitting in this booth. I'm going, where the hell did you bring me? And he slid in. I couldn't get out either. I was right there. And that just tickled his funny bone. But then I got a real nice compliment. It was about a month ago from my little brother. He likes to do these brunches and all that stuff. He always invites me down there. And so this particular day, he raised a glass and he says, I'd like to say thank you to my big brother. And I looked at him and said, what, for what? He says, for the changes that you made in your life, because I thought you'd never do that. You're night and day. You're not even that other person that you were way back when. And that touched my heart, so I started crying. Tears started coming down. There was a time where that wouldn't have been okay. But to go in and to feel that essence of who you are, to know how your teachers work with you, how the universe works with you, People expect to almost feel it in the heart for a lot of things. Not so. You may feel it in your back and the neck, but we invite you into feeling where that feeling's coming from, which part of the body that you're receiving that information from. To wake up in the morning and say, I ask that I see the Christ light within everyone as they see the Christ light within me. I guarantee you, your day is going to have a big shift just with that. Because everyone's going to come up and they're going to be looking for that Christ light as you're looking for it within them. We're down here to learn lessons. If we weren't learning lessons, guess what? We wouldn't be here. No need to. This earth plane, it's a school ground. It's a school. Sometimes we're in the classroom studying. Sometimes we're in the playground, we're playing. Other times we get sent to the principal's office. But it's all designed for our spiritual growth. And what is that? Each one's different. Each one, you are on your own spiritual path. You want to see your world change? You want to see things change? Change yourself. And magically, your world will change around you because of the energy and the vibration that you're sending out. Are you able to accept that unconditional love from yourself? Because if you're not able to do that with yourself, I guarantee it's going to be really rough with someone else when they're giving that to you. Because you're going to push them away. I know I did for a lot of years. Because it was foreign to me. But we're down here learning and going through all these trials, tribulations that we think is so terrible. Can you think back a year ago? What was going on? I know I can. I have trouble 2 days ago, let alone a year. But you go back, all that has passed. And whenever I get into something that's a real big jam, I think back on what was one of the worst jams I got into. And guess what? I survived. It passed. So that comes down to having faith within oneself, within God, with the universe, and to know it's going to be okay. Always look with that spiritual eye. When you look with the spiritual eye and you say, okay, what is my lesson on this one? Your soul, your higher self, will come in and let you know. And then once you understand what the lesson is, it makes it a little bit easier to go through. And then you don't have to go through that again because you learned that lesson, whatever that might have been. But everything goes by. Everything passes. We have these wonderful teachers that are with us in spirit that give us unconditional love. They're always with us. They never tell us what to do. But they will always love us unconditionally and say, that may not be the wisest path, but if you want to go down that road, then we'll go with you. Because God gave us something, free will. It's our choice. And all we have to do is maybe just hesitate a little bit before we make that choice or that decision. And then go in and to trust yourself. That you are receiving that information. Made in the image of energy and vibration. You're as spiritual as you're ever going to get. Because you're already spirit. You're having a human experience. You already have that information. You're tapped right into the main source. And all you have to do is say, I'm ready. And all blocks are removed because you have an open heart and a willing heart. Biggest thing is, well, one of them is You know how you have friends, or you meet a new friend and you develop a friendship? You do the same thing with your teachers, with God. How does God work in your life? How do you interact with God on a daily basis? What is your belief in God? Or do you just take it for granted? Or take it, I have the faith, and that's all I need. That's good too. But I invite you into thinking about the relationship that you have with God, the relationship that you have with your teachers, and most important, the relationship that you have with yourself as you move through this journey. You all are divine souls. The universe doesn't know good or bad, positive or negative. All it knows is energy. So either the universe is going to bring you truckloads of nothing or truckloads of everything. Which one will it be for you? You have that power. You have that connection to do that. And please don't go thinking bad of yourselves, or as we do sometimes because we make some choices and all that. Remember, you're a soul down here learning lessons. I know I passed a whole bunch of lessons. Hopefully I don't have to go through them again. But that's all they are, is for our soul's growth. For us to walk this life, people we meet, and do our best to have a kind thought or a kind word. Because remember, your thoughts are just as powerful as your words. I wish people could see their thoughts and how much energy they have, how much love they have when that gets sent out. Even with ourselves, when we don't have nice things to say about ourselves. All that's going in there. Or when you're walking down the road and you're a group of people and they'll say, Mr. Smith, and then they come up, you know, he doesn't look all that well. He looks like he's getting worse. Well, everyone, you just contribute to that illness. Versus one person maybe going, you know, yeah, but he does look like he's getting better. He looks better than what he did yesterday. That energy goes out. That helps with the healing. Healing is never lost. When you send out the healing, then all of a sudden, miracle, people got healed. And they say it's a miracle. Well, what happened on that was all those healing prayers that were sent out were right around the aura of that person. Some of it trickled in. But for whatever reason, they weren't ready to accept it. Then all of a sudden, one day, they go, you know, I'm willing to be healed. I'm willing to accept this love. And all of a sudden, all this energy comes in, and they're healed, and you got a miracle. It's because the energy that was set aside. Healing is never wasted. It's always in the aura of the person. And it's up to that person, when they want to decide, to open up and to accept it. Just like with anything else. When are you willing to be open to receiving? Sometimes we're open to receiving, it manifests just like that. Other times it takes a little bit of time because we're not quite ready for it for whatever reason. But then when we're ready for it, it comes rushing in. Prayers are always answered. They are never forgotten. It could be 10 years down the road and you'll get it, but prayers are never forgotten. It's just how willing are you to receive on all levels. I know the biggest thing for me, or one of the hardest things, was to accept unconditional love. That was a biggie for me. I would run from it. So we invite you in the morning to look in the mirror and say, I accept the unconditional love, not from the outside, but from inside, within you. Because that's where everything starts, with inside. That's where the changes begin. And then that's where they go out. But you start with oneself, and you're willing to accept your unconditional love. I guarantee you, when you do that, you're going to see your day shift. You're going to see people coming in, happy, smiling, because that one simple little act. You're children of God, children of the universe, absolute wonders. And you have so much power right at your fingertips. And all you have to do is say, I'm open, I'm willing. When a lesson comes down, don't get on yourself. Look at it and say, well, let me see what that is. What is that with the spiritual eye? What's the reason for this happening? And then once you understand it spiritually, it makes it a little bit easier. Doesn't make it go away, but for your brain, your mind, it gives it that point to start to look and to understand and to accept it. Make sense? We all are divine beings, really are beautiful, beautiful souls. And I wish everyone could see that and see that within them. When you look in the mirror, look at your aura around you. I guarantee you, if you don't see it first, you will. You start looking in the mirror, and you can see that color, that brilliance of that white that shines so close that holds in tight. What you want to do is expand it on that. But it all starts with us, with ourselves and our beliefs in oneself. And that unconditional love. I want to thank everyone for the time. It really has been an honor for me to share some thoughts and to step in your energy. And thank you so much.